drumming. In the trumpet, someone's trying to summon someone. I know something's coming.
January 20th. What's Bob?
It's Max.
We're off to F&M. As foggy as it is.
So now I ended up stopping at the shop.
Okay.
And was sitting there because they finally got all their cards or whatever out, and they had the fatal pushes up in the case.
How much were they asking?
They're asking $7 for every fatal push. The thing's only worth $5 at the moment. Jake's like, I'll cut you a deal and sell them for $5 apiece. I'm just like, I didn't have the money to buy them, unfortunately.
Right now, there's no reason. Just keep waiting. It's an uncommon. It's going to be cracked.
Well, yeah, when it gets played a lot more.
Everybody wants right now because it's the new hotness. And it's like, okay, just have patience. The first limited GP, probably pick them up for $1 a piece.
But, so now, I was sitting talking with him about fail push. And when I had walked in, he's like, hey, how you doing? And I'm just like, good. It's normal, like, just being the normal, hi, how are you kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I finished talking about the fatal push. He's just like, so how you doing? I'm just like, are you being serious or trying to make a joke here? He's like, oh, I completely forgot I already asked you. I'm just like, oh, wow.
Last time I talked to Jake, he had a lot going on, so that's not surprising.
He says he's only had 2 hours of sleep in the past 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Well, he stays up gaming all night doing wild.
Actually, he's been watching Netflix.
Oh, Tibia.
But, no, I ended up, last week, ended up doing Saturday pre-release.
And LG?
Yeah, at LG.
Yeah.
ID'd in the top 8.
Okay.
So I did really well. Turns out that Improvise plus Paradox Engine equals Affinity for Artifacts.
What's Improvise? Oh, yeah. I mean, all it is like... pretty much Affinity, I guess you could say.
It's literally just Affinity for Artifacts, yeah.
The blue one that lets you search for artifacts, it's just an artifact Court of Calling.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing, except for you can tap artifacts to get an artifact.
So, that's going to be kind
of... Get anything out of your prize packs?
Not really. I've got a lot of, like, maybe cards that rares that would go in the decks. Like, I got a lot of copies of rares. There's very low amount.
Oh, no masterpieces?
No masterpieces. One dude opened up Vodelkin Shackles.
Okay.
And he said, when he sat down, I'm like, so you open anything good? He's like, yeah, no, I opened a masterpiece. I'm just like, oh, cool. Which one? And he answers, Vodelkin Shackles. I'm like, oh, cool. Are you playing it? He's like, nah, I don't want to get it ruined. I'm just like, you know you can make a proxy for it, right? And put it in your deck.
Just put it in a sleeve.
Well, he had sleeves, but he still didn't want to get ruined. So I'm like, well, you know you can make a proxy and just set it off to the side and you're like, your deck box and stuff and then play it when you actually drew the proxy. And he's like, oh, I can do that? All right, I'm going to go do that. And in game two, when he plays the shackles, he goes, so I'm now able to tap and steal a creature with whatever, I forget how it reads.
Less than the number of islands.
With equal to the less number of islands. And that's when he goes, but I'm not playing islands. Why'd I put it in my deck?
Oh, my God.
I'm just like, well, I'm glad I don't have to worry about it. Because I was just doing, like... It turns out Gonti is still a house unlimited.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the rules question that came out on Twitter? I think it was yesterday or today.
No, what was that?
The guy's expertise.
Yahini's
expertise. If you play that and then cheat Yahini off of it...
Yeah?
Does he die?
No, because all creatures, then he enters.
Hmm?
All creatures get -3/-3, and then he enters.
Yes. And he sees all the creatures die.
Yeah. I wonder why it's called Yahini's expertise. That is another point. I didn't actually make the connection that he sees them die.
Yeah.
Yet. But, no, I've been brewing like a madman on Standard.
It's Standard.
Yeah. Well, again, like, every deck that I had white in it, I put Authority of Councils in it. It seemed to stop most decks.
Authority of Councils?
Yeah, it's the one white enchantment. Creatures your opponent's control enter tapped, and whenever a creature enters your opponent's control, you gain a life.
Oh, so it's a speed bump. It's not an actual screw your creatures, it's
it slows them down. I mean, the one life does make a big difference if that creature's only a 1/1. The other part that makes a difference is they can't... The creatures under tapped and won't be able to crew. And in my deck, when they have a tap creature enter and pass to my turn, and I'm able to play my sorcery speed declaration in stone. It's still like my black white deck, even though it's not on that deck, is still dominating the format.
Well, it's dominated in your testing. You're not playing against tier point. 1 decks.
Well, actually, I am.
No, because nobody knows what the tier 1 decks are, Max.
Well, as of right now, yeah.
I mean, you got to have a hard time against, like, the blue-black control.
I don't know. I haven't played against it.
Blue-black control is the tier 1 deck right now that runs the Flash Hulks.
I don't think that's... I mean, that's the only one that didn't have Karth Band in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't played against it yet. I know there was one guy who brewed up, like, a Voltaic Brawler deck.
Okay.
It turns out that's actually a deck. I didn't know, because I thought it was just a brew. Because it uses Voltaic Brawler and a bunch of pump spells.
Voltaic Brawler?
Voltaic Brawler is, I believe, if I'm right, he's a 3-mana artifact creature. When he enters, you get 3 energy. Pay 3 energy and double his power toughness.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you do all the buff spells... Like an infect deck, and then buff them.
Okay.
Usually, like, on turn 4, can swing for 48 damage.
Wow.
Downside is, it's very inconsistent, and...
It's glass cannon.
Yeah.
Especially with something like Fatal Push in the format.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Well, like, because Ben said it was, like, a deck. Ben Miney.
Oh, and you talked with him?
I showed up on Monday to test decks. And... He was pulling out the deck, and I'm just like, that's an actual deck? He's like, yeah, it is. I'm like, I thought it was just a brew on how easily my deck beats that. Like, there's no contest. Even when I switched decks with the guy that brewed it on that Saturday, my deck, when I pointed out what he could be doing, would still be winning, even though I was dominating. Because he was missing triggers on my own deck.
Well, yeah, that's what happens.
He was a guy. He didn't know my deck, so... If he had made all his triggers, he would have still won.
So he missed triggers and still won?
Yeah, by one life, actually. The deck is, like... It has no draw power, so it's like you're playing Affinity, but trying to do Infect stuff.
That makes sense. No, it does not. So you're playing an aggro deck.
It has the consistency of Affinity... But tries to win like an infect deck.
But Affinity is pretty consistent, is the problem, Max.
Well, as in, like, trying to win games.
Yeah, it is very, very consistent.
Well, it usually just plays a bunch really quick and peters off because it can't continue to follow up.
Okay, so it's a hyper aggro deck.
That's what I'm going for.
Terminology, learn it.
News for me.
I don't know if you looked online about Magic Online.
No.
There's been huge sell-offs.
Uh-oh.
Because the new CEO of Wizards has talked about Magic Digital Next.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what they're doing. Apparently, Sunday or Monday, they're actually going to unveil more about it. And every, like... 4 or 5 of the people that I watch Legacy stream have sold off their whole collection because they're afraid that literally Wizards is going to go, yeah, we're just going to make a whole new Magic Online, and we're not going to support the old one anymore. Your collections will not carry over.
Yeah.
So they just got out of it.
Which at the same time, we still don't know what's happening with them, so it might be a smart plan.
I mean, the problem is, anything Wizards does digital, well, 9 times out of 10, flop.
Yeah.
They just opened a new studio, and I think all that they're doing with it is just bringing the duels of the Planeswalkers in-house, and they're just going to get worse.
So, yeah, looking to see what happens there. Again, we don't usually use online. We don't ever use online, so...
The only reason I bring up online is because 9 times out of 10, I am watching a stream day after work.
It is the easiest way to stream is through online.
That's the whole point of streaming next. It's only online.
Hey, I sounded smart for 2 seconds.
Until you actually open your mouth. No, like, every evening that I get home, I go online, and James Blob is always streaming Legacy and fun stuff. So yeah. I'm always talking and watching with him. Like, Steven would love him, because he actually plays Stax online.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
With the Cloyster Bottle and
I really don't know Stax well enough. What the hell is Cloyster Bottle and Bridge Combo? Alright, okay. You can explain.
Cloyster Bottle is a one-drop artifact. It's at the beginning of your opponent's upkeep, exile your hand. At the beginning of your upkeep, return the hand and draw an extra card.
Oh, I think I've heard about that card before.
So with Bridge, with Incinerium Bridge?
Yeah, I can see the interaction.
They can never attack, you always get to.
Yeah. That's actually kind of funny.
But, no. Stax is like mud.
Yeah,
without the chalices.
I kind of understand how Stax kind of works. But no, the worst part is I've only brewed decks. I actually haven't tested any of them because no one's showed up to play Magic at the shop.
Not surprising. This week alone, or last weekend and this week, I've had like 9 emails from Mark of advertising for the shop.
Yeah.
To come in and play. It's like, I know.
Like, I'm going into it too on Monday. Since Kevin and Ben were playing the actual standard Winnabox,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have anyone to play against because I didn't have any money to do the Winnabox.
To buy in.
So I ended up playing against Mark and his deck. And it's just some mono green humans, really kind of bad deck. It's super bad. And my deck just kind of dominates it. Yeah. And it's very obvious that I always had the game throughout, even like...
You were always in control.
Yeah, I was always in control of the game. He didn't really have much he can do. And so I should probably text Leader to tell him right here. I forgot to do that. But, so I'm playing against him, and he's doing these really cocky asshole remarks about it, how if I get this, I'm going to be so much better. Oh my God. And then I finished off one game, and I literally had maybe 4 more kill spells for all his creatures, even after going through each turn and killing all his creatures. And I showed him, like, Mark, you were going to resolve a creature for more than a turn because I have all these kill spells. He's like, well, that's not sportsmanlike.
That's the game.
I was like, Mark, you're sitting there going, talking shit, saying that you got this and all that crap, which is not sportsmanlike, and then call me not sportsman. Yeah. So, that was my interaction with Mark on Monday.
That's Mark. That's why I don't like to play games with him. Because he always knows what he's talking about, and when you win, it's not a fair game.
Yeah.
It is 4:38. At 4:43, we're out of here.
Well, it's going to be really soon. For those people that don't know, my phone's actually like four minutes fast.
And I have
4:33, sorry.
I have a 5-minute rule.
You're being timed, AJ.
So I got a button.
You got a button?
Press the button. Press the button. Fine, I will.
I saw the PPAP. Button. I already saw the button. I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. I now regret all the people that tell Ralph to do PAP. yeah.
That should be our opening song this week.
No.
Why not?
No, because I don't want people to turn off the cast in the first minute. Like, if they turn it off now, I'm okay with it. But in the first minute?
Come on, you know you want to.
It'd be bad enough you played it. People are going to be like, hey,
wait a minute. No, people are going to be like, what the hell is that?
People know what it is. It was the number one hit in Japan.
No, not everybody.
All right. People have said it enough. PPAP. Look it up on YouTube if you actually haven't heard it before. It will take you a bit to realize what the hell he's saying, but...
Have you watched the video?
Yes!
It's hilarious!
It kind of is. And also, I watched one when they did a Death Note cover where they had Rook.
Yeah.
Rook. Do it. And I was kind of... I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool because they really did it well.
You might as well just go knock on the door.
I'm not going to go knock on his door.
Why?
I don't knock on people's door. You can also honk the horn, too, and see if he, like, actually looks at his phone. So I totally forgot to text him. They were here. There he is.
Damn it.
Aw.
Damn it.
5 minutes to spare. I don't know what he's doing.
He has to come to this door. Oh. Lily's seat.
Well, the other seat's there, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here, just put it on top of... Okay. Put it on top.
What the heck?
That's the booster seat. Just put it on top of the full car seat.
Yeah, sorry. I can't find my phone.
Oh. Could at least drop the message and be like, can't find my phone. How's it going, AJ?
I got 2 interviews next week.
Cool. Where at?
One at Max's old job.
Walmart?
Yeah. Doing exactly what he did, actually.
You don't want to do that.
The other is at Uline.
You want to work there?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Well, not really. There's like
you don't want to work at Walmart as much as
Uline at least pays.
Walmart pays actually somewhat well. They pay about the same as my place, even better. Because I know at my place I have it around at like $9.50.
Uline's $16 entry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're slave drivers.
Still,
they'll work you worse than I get worked. Hell, my Max knows this, but my brother-in-law, he's got his second interview at Nestle's in Burlington.
Yeah. Another place you want to try is Lavelle.
Yeah, they've had a sign out there for almost 2 years. They've been looking for people.
They just can't keep anyone?
No, nope. They just don't decide not to take the sign down.
No, they can't keep people there.
Yeah.
You're looking, like, getting in the door, it's like $11 an hour, and they work you like it's a $30 an hour job. That 1 week before New Year's when I wasn't able to make it to, Nerd Rage with you.
Yeah.
Marcus, one of the guys that used to come to the shop all the time that worked at Lavelle, he, no longer works there. He works for Canadian National doing, railroad track stuff.
Okay.
But he's like, yeah, you don't want to go there. Because when I was looking to get out of MedTorq, he's like, yeah, I'm a welder at Lavelle. It's horrible. I'm like, well, what do they have you do? He's like, the welders, you spots. That's all you do, is you just do spot welds the whole length of the fixture to fix. You don't actually make a puddle. You just hold everything together. It's like, yeah, I ain't going there.
I'm at least getting unemployment right now, so
that's
it's
good.
Something.
Yeah.
It is a little bit better.
It'll get you through.
Yeah, $120 a week.
Trust me, I lived off of unemployment for 11 and a half months.
Yeah.
Because we bought the house in 08, got married in November.
Mm-hmm.
In May, actually, I'll never forget the day, May 10th, I was walked out of my work at Racine.
Hmm.
I applied from Wisconsin all the way down to Gulf Coast, Biloxi, Mississippi, and didn't get one offer in the first 10 months.
Jeez.
Yep. It was bad.
Yeah, I'm just starting to get callbacks now. But it's first 2 weeks of January, no one wants to hire.
No. As annoying as it is, I don't know why.
It's the worst time of the year to try and find a job.
Mm-hmm. You got money for dinner, AJ, or are you just...
Yeah, I got money to last. I got $150 still.
Well, there's a pizza place right down the road from the shop. $5, you get 2 slices of pizza and a large soda.
That's not a bad deal.
We did it last week, and I feel I'm going to do it this week. Mm. We even got decent-looking burgers there, too. So, any other magic news, Max?
I don't actually think there's any other magic news until they're after hours.
I mean, are we still going to grind Miracle's mirrors?
I brewed up this black white Gonti's deck for Legacy.
Oh my god, come on.
I also have now, I have two decks of the numbered 1 through 75. So if you could just get a list and just number out one.
Oh, no, no. He has 1 through 75. So and you can write out your list saying all the 1s are this card, all the 2s are this card.
1, 2, and 3 is this card.
Oh.
4, 5, and 6 is this card.
Oh, so we'll play a system to it.
Well, it makes proxying go a lot quicker. Instead of having to write each card out,
yeah. You
can just write a list.
Right.
And or print off a list and then write what each one it is.
Right.
It doesn't take too long. Then, it only takes up 2 decks worth of cards, rather than multiple decks.
Rather than that whole case full of proxies you got?
Yeah.
Gauntlet.
Yeah, the gauntlet. I think I'm just going to use it for brewing, because again, you do have to try and match your list to the number constantly.
Yeah, you'll be doing a lot of looking back and forth.
I know one thing I did, so like, you can start to get used to it, because like, if you write any list correctly, all your lands are above 40. So you know if you have a land or not. What land it is a different story, but if you set up your list right, you know exactly what they could possibly be within the first look.
It's gonna be a long ride home with how foggy it's getting right now.
Yeah.
Oh crap.
So what cards do you guys think are gonna be in Modern Masters 3?
A lot of people are saying, like, Liliana the Veil and Snapcaster Mage.
I think Mage. Possibly Mage.
Mark and I were looking yesterday, people were talking, like, Blood Moon and that.
It would be horrible, but at the same time, in a limited format, Blood Moon isn't strong.
Yeah, Blood Moon's horrible in limited.
Yeah.
And they want to build the Master Sets to be
limited-based.
Mainly functional limited.
Right.
So, and they've openly said they don't like Blood Moon. They think that's... A lot of people have called for them to remove from M10 backwards from Modern. So that gets rid of Tron, that gets rid of Blood Moon, and all that stuff. I think Liliana the Veil will be in the set, but I don't think like Snapcaster Mage will be.
I think it most Snap, but...
One or the other, probably.
See, Snap's already had another quote-unquote mass printing in the regional promo.
Okay.
And people didn't like the art. You can literally get the promo for about the price of maybe 1.5 times a standard Snapcaster Mage price.
Do you think they're going to reprint a Mana Crypt again?
That's the big question that a lot of people have, and I don't think they will.
Because I mean, it is the if you're gonna make it one good green creature for the mythic rare, he's mythic, isn't he?
Yeah.
But if you're gonna make that one creature, it would be Goyf. But at the same time, he needs to fit the format.
No, he didn't fit Modern Masters 1 or 2. They just shoved him in because of price. The thing about Tarmogoyf, he was sitting at 170, and now he's sitting at 100 to 120.
No, he's at 170 mid, so.
No.
He's gone back up.
No way in hell.
Yeah, he's gone back up.
Not with 3 printings.
TCG player Goyf.
Last I looked, he was 120.
Tarmogoyf, average. For the Monomasters is 100. So yeah, he did go down there.
He's dropped everywhere.
Yeah, Monomasters is 100. Oh, okay, so he have Future Sights are... Because I know when
Future
I was...
Future Sights are at 120?
They're at, 120. Yeah. That's the high. Because I know when I was going through... I forgot what deck I was building. I think just messing around, I saw Goyf at a mid of 170. I'm like, eh.
Yeah. He hasn't been 170 since I bought mine. Like, literally, I bought mine, and the next week he started going down.
I mean, I traded mine for Painter.
I bought a playset from Jake straight up. But I wanted the Future Sight, and I paid the price for it. But, I don't think Goyf will be in the next Modern Master set.
I mean, if they want to drive his price down further, then maybe.
I mean, what green creature are they putting in there then?
They could put Azusa, Lost But Seeking. She needs a reprint. She sees modern-ish play.
Grave
Troll.
Grave Troll.
Yeah, it just got banned again, so no.
Just got banned, but that could be the mythic rare.
I don't think they needed to ban Grave Troll, in all honesty.
I don't think so either.
I think they just needed to get rid of Prized Anagram.
Prized Amalgam?
Yeah, Amalgam.
I mean, there's a lot of cards with which they could have chose. The big thing is they went and saw, we unbanned this card. It's and now Dredge is being seen.
No,
that could be the issue.
That's not the thing. The free creatures, everything free in the game is what causes the issues.
Okay.
The Prized Amalgam, Dredge was a deck before Prized Amalgam, but Prized Amalgam pushed it over the top when you could dredge six and potentially get 4-8. Or 4-2-6 free creatures.
Yeah, Narcomoebas, Prized Amalgams. Narcomoebas
and Prized Amalgams. That was the issue. If they had gotten rid of Prized Amalgam, Grave Troll would have been right back to where it was in just another dredger.
Mm.
But instead, they banned the big card that didn't need to be banned instead of the new card that should have. Because they've openly said that's why Gitaxian Probe was removed. It's free.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you get rid of Amalgam or Narcomoeba? They're free.
At least Amalgam. And at the same time, in Modern, people learn to bring the hate cards. Like,
the problem is Modern Dredge is so resilient. You could bring Rest in Peace and Gravedigger's Cage, 4 of each, and Dredge will still kill you.
Hmm. Again, I don't know Modern as well, so my views on that is not as strong.
And now the standard bans.
Oh.
Being Emrakul and Looter Scooter.
Yeah. Well, and Reflector Mage.
Yeah, and Reflector Mage.
Now, Reflector Mage, I didn't... Like, I was one of those people that when Smuggler's Copter came out, I'm like, yeah, and this is possibly going to get a ban if they ever did standard bannings.
I think Wizards of the Coast is being fucking dumb with their bannings. That's my opinion, and it's really turning me off of the game.
And they're trying to spark the format for people to start, for to maybe spark different decks rather than all these main decks.
Well, the problem is formats are getting solved because people can communicate so easily.
Yeah.
Every week we have a GP or an SCG, so the top decks are being seen all the time. So it gets really easy to see what the best deck is and everybody build it.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, Wizard of the Coast now hides Magic Online results.
Which is silly.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely silly because, like, MTG Goldfish, they were sent a cease and desist order for reviewing games and of Limited and things like that, saying, well, if you see this card in your pack one, you have a 70% chance of winning the pod by drafting it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, they did a thorough write-up of every draft format, like 3,000 or 4,000 games they would analyze and then post their results. And Wizards had a shit fit about it.
Well, that was kind of nice after Coco got removed from the format that it wasn't all, this Coco.
Yeah. Well, Sam Stodden openly came out and said they should have removed
or
banned Collected Company. They didn't think it was going to be that good. Well, problem is by the time it was that good, it was 3 months out from being rotating out of the format.
Yeah. Because it was funny when
Monday Night Magic.
Yeah, Monday Night Magic. When he just started making noises for each of the decks.
Yeah.
Man. <They're> just
mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same 4 or 5 decks.
Yeah.
In top 8, divided equally. But I think, like, to me, the standard bans scream, the new cards coming out aren't powerful enough to compete with these cards, so we're going to get rid of these older cards and make the new cards shine.
Yeah.
As cynical as it is, that's what it screams to me.
The other thing that I forgot to point out when we mentioned the bannings last week was on how much of a financial leave it is for them to be banning standard cards. And how, like, the people opening these are open these good cards and all, and think that, and they can't use them, mm-hmm. even though they all already just spent decks and decks of worth of money. Well,
that's why Wizards doesn't like doing standard bannings. And the last one was 2011.
Yeah.
When they banned Stoneforge and Jace because they were 90% of the meta.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, standard bannings aren't good. And even going into it, too, on when they're going to do the 5 weeks, I don't think any more standard cards are going to get banned.
No, I think they'll unban either Emrakul or Copter.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, I don't think they're going to unban, but I think we might get maybe a modern fix and then get our legacy bans, maybe, if we're going to get any.
I mean, the only card that I want banned out of legacy is Terminus.
Yeah. As I said, if we're going to get any, because right now I can't think of any card to get banned unless they're going to nerf Miracles.
Well, I think if they're going to nerf Miracles, they pretty much need to nerf, like, all Tier 1 decks.
Yeah.
Because Miracles keep Storm in check. Because if they ban Counterbalance or top, Storm runs rampant. Absolutely. Storm just becomes the number one deck.
Yeah.
Because Storm has such a hard time beating Miracles. Where if they get rid of top, Miracles is completely gone. 100%. No chance for it.
It will just kill it.
Yeah. If they hit Counterbalance or top, Miracles is gone.
Yeah. But at the same time, if they hit Terminus, then they're still playable. You just end up playing more Swords of Plowshares.
Well, for it. You already play 4 Swords of Plowshares. Now you just play Supreme Verdicts.
Yeah. Which would make the format a little bit more healthy, rather than one mana board wipes.
Well, it's not the fact that one mana board wipes are bad. One mana board wipes that you can't regenerate or be indestructible to.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Where I can set it up to put all your creatures at the bottom at instant speed shouldn't be allowed.
I actually used the Terminus idea in my Saturday game where I added the Natural Obliscence, which is like 2 mana, put target artifact on bottom.
I don't know where that came from.
I was just, when I wanted to talk about my standard stuff, my Saturday event, I wanted to actually talk about that too, but completely forgot about it until now.
I mean, in all honesty, I think Legacy is a completely healthy format right now.
I think it's fine at the moment. Like, we finally, the Eldrazi Menace is pushed back.
Eldrazi Menace is absolutely no issue. Never was. People just blew it out of the water because it was the new hot tech.
Yeah. But it's nice that we're starting to see these other decks. Oh, and speaking of Legacy and the... What do you think after seeing so much Reanimator in GP Louisville? What do you think the new meta is going to be what not to do?
I called it. You can listen to the cast. I called it when I talked about how Reanimate jumped to a $30 card.
Yeah.
Black-Red Reanimator is a great entry deck. I don't think it's consistent enough to keep up.
Well, the guy that was on Leaving a Legacy...
Yeah, on the Blue-Black
Reanimator. The Blue-Black version with the Red-White... creatures.
Yeah.
Well, the red, the black red, yeah. That sounded like a good idea, having chancellors.
I think it's cute, but every time I've ran into a chancellor, I just run a brainstorm into it. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, when I was sitting there like, man, what am I going to do with all these people having chancellor versus painter? Oh, that's right. I play a card called Chromebox, and it costs 0 mana. Let's just have that counter.
It's either that or you run a grindstone in it that you can just weld back later.
Yeah. Again, there's a lot of things I can just throw at it and be done.
There's no reason to worry about a chancellor. You just run something that doesn't matter into it.
When again, like I told Nick about it, and how when I was testing Bug in the Ice, I had an Abrupt Decay in hand, and the first thing he did was animate dead a chancellor. Mm. I'm just like, cool, you wasted all this time with double chancellor and an animate dead. Abrupt Decay, kill you.
Yeah, kill it, yep.
Yeah, it was a good laugh, because I was like...
When I was playing Blue-Black Reanimator, I tried Chancellors of the Annex, but they just never seemed right.
I mean, it does slow down a couple decks on that turn one response.
But you gotta have it in your opening hand for it to actually be effective.
Yeah.
And granted, I tried it as a 2 and a 3 of and wasn't happy with the results.
Yeah.
But I don't think adding a fourth at any time would have made it that much better. I rather just would have.
It helps in that turn one or two kills, but for the long game, if you try and reanimate a Chancellor, it does kind of seem not that strong. Except for versus the certain decks that need to be able to cast multiple spells a turn.
Yeah. And that's why I would just prefer to run. Like, the decks that try and cast multiple spells per turn, I'd just rather have Iona.
And or the Master of whatever that makes each player discard their hands at instant.
Oh, Sire of Insanity?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried that at one of the events and I didn't like it.
So.
It's cute, but I just don't think it works. Oh, I'm getting hungry.
I'm a little bit too. I don't know, I wouldn't mind grinding out more miracles. It's gonna be another burned out night though.
I eat like one thing a day and that's it.
I mean, that's usually me too, is I usually eat one thing.
I snack all day. I can eat now and I'll be ready to snack again in an hour. It's healthier.
I had a piece of chicken at noon and still kind of, not really hungry.
Let's see. I had the tender melt with a Pepsi for breakfast after getting gas from my car this morning. A king size big cup Reese's for a mid-morning snack. At lunch, I had ham, mashed potatoes, and a glass of milk.
Alright, it's already been enough that we are hungry.
I'm not really hungry, but then again, also how much I eat depends on how much work I'm doing in the day.
See, and that's the thing.
If I don't have a job,
first started dating my wife, the factory I was working at, Palmer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We sat down and figured out I was eating roughly 12,000 calories a day.
Sounds healthy.
I mean, it was all healthy food.
Yeah.
But, like, literally, I was eating 3, if not 4 times what my wife was eating just because of the work that I was doing.
No, I sit down and test circuit boards, so I don't really do much at work.
I mean, I sit and weld, but I have to get up and move and lift shit, so I still eat probably 8,000 to 9,000 calories a day.
And an American girl is walking about 15 miles a day.
Well, when I was at Walmart, I was doing 10 miles in the first 2 hours.
Yeah.
And that was just in the back room.
Yeah.
At high pace.
AJ needs to hear P-A-P-P.
Have you heard pineapple, apple pen?
The number one song in Japan for all of
2016. Oh my god.
I'm actually surprised you've never seen it. You're usually on Tumblr, aren't you?
No.
Or Reddit. Or whatever.
I've been on Reddit for a year and I've never heard of that damn song on there.
On Reddit, I stick to the D&D group, the 40k group, wargaming stuff. That's what I stick to. I don't go to the mass stuff.
Again, I don't even have a Reddit account, so I barely even know what the hell that thing is.
I browse the Magic subreddit, the Legacy subreddit I'm pretty active in. I sometimes dab into the politics. The one that I really like to read, but I don't subscribe to, is like legal advice, just to find out how stupid people are actually digging themselves into the grave deeper. It's quite hilarious.
I know there's one subreddit, help me get a job.
Oh yeah. I've looked at a couple of them for like blue collar jobs or welding jobs. I do go to the welding subreddit.
Yeah.
I've posted a couple of my welds to the weld porn. I mean, I posted it up on the weld and they're like, dude, that looks amazing. I'm like, really? It's kind of crap. Go post it on the weld porn, you'll get upvoted.
That's funny.
Sure enough. Post it, go to sleep, wake up the next morning, and it's like, oh, I've been gilded 3 times. No, I will not accept the gilding. Sorry. I don't want Reddit to collect money.
So no, I don't think there's any more Magic news. Yeah, we are done with Magic news. Until after.
There's really not much in Magic news.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the year. The only thing is either Revolt release weekend, and I could care less about it because the set's garbage.
Yeah, outside of what, 3 or 4 cards.
There's no really any cards that are going to see Legacy play.
I mean, I think Fatal Push will.
In a couple of niche decks that already run. Is it like a better version of some removal?
I think a couple of the black-blue Delver decks will try it. It has more removal.
Actually, I wonder if Grixis would be able to run that pretty well.
I mean, they can, but they've already been running Lightning Bolts, which I think are better.
I don't know. I mean, Bolts do two different things, while Fatal Push is only for versus creatures.
Yeah.
I don't know, it'll take up the Murderous Cuts, possibly. Murderous Cuts will probably be pulled out of decks for Fatal Push.
I don't know anybody who plays Murderous Cut in Legacy. Oh.
I know the mention for Tez.
The problem is the only reason I mentioned it in Tez was because of Chalice on 1.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
One of the things I was talking with Mark about yesterday is, what do you guys think the inventions or expeditions for the next set's going to be?
It's probably spells. We had said that like a long time ago.
Well, either spells or enchantments.
Yeah.
Because some of the inklings that they're going to return the devotion mechanic. Mm. So people are thinking that they're going to make new gods.
Well, isn't the next plane going to be, like, Nicol Bolas's plane or something?
Yeah, it's an Egyptian theme set.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, I don't think it'll be enchantments. I think it's going to be spells.
Yeah.
I think we'll get Masterpiece, Damnation, Wrath of God.
Right. We might actually get Damnation in the set, because if we're going back to the Egyptians, we might have reanimates.
No, we're not going to get... They're not going to print Damnation in a standard legal set. They will only print...
That's right, they're only doing conditionals.
Yeah. But I think we'll get a Damnation Masterpiece. I mean, there's a chance for Force of Will Masterpiece.
Which won't be too bad.
I mean, you're probably looking at about, like, $800-$900 for it, if it is a Masterpiece.
I mean...
There's a lot of spells that they can do.
Right. And with it being Nicol Bolas' plane, it fits the theme entirely.
Well, Nicol Bolas is a spell shaper.
Right.
So... I think we'll get instant sorcery masterpieces.
Right.
Maybe another Jace reprint.
Jace what?
Just Mind Sculptor?
Which Jace?
No, they're never going to print Mind Sculptor again.
Keep dreaming, Max.
Other than a master set.
What about the masterpiece? Oh, no. Okay.
No.
No. I don't think they'll do Planeswalker masterpieces.
Yeah. I don't know. You never actually know, like...
I don't see where that would be viable.
I could see if they ever revisit the Phyrexia stuff.
Hmm?
Because that was the whole big Planeswalkers united against Phyrexians, wasn't it?
I mean, there was the Coalition versus New Phyrexia, or versus Phyrexians, but that was different time and different abilities of the Planeswalkers.
Right.
So...
I got into Magic very recently, so I mean, compared to you two, very recently.
Yeah.
So mostly I've just been reading up on the lore.
Well, Planeswalkers used to be pretty much unkillable gods until they changed them in Future Sight or whatever the mending was. Whatever the mending was.
Yeah, post-mending and pre-mending.
And even, like, the pre-mending Planeswalkers we got for Commander 2013, what is this? Or 2014? Were absolutely hot fucking garbage.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't understand how those were godlike beings when none of their limit breaks win the game. Yeah. They're all win mores. They were horribly designed.
Well, again, because they're not going to print off a win card off of a Planeswalker anymore. Especially in an area where it can be easily distributed.
Yeah.
Such as True Name Nemesis.
True Name was the year before.
Yeah. But I don't think they were going to do that again, where it was an easy MSRP to find a card that's worth $50.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they like doing that. It happens.
All the time.
so no.
To get food.
Yep. Same break. See y'all.
Don't give me that sob story, lie. Don't preach to the choir. You ain't never even had a reason to fire to dig deep. Nobody ever handed me shit in life, not even a flyer. Wouldn't even take shit into consideration. Obliterate anyone in the way. I think I see why a lot of rappers get on these features and try to show out on a track with me, but it actually has to be a fucking blowout to get me to retire. Tell these new artists that kings never die. I know shit has changed in this age. Fuck a Twitter page. Did you say I've been upstage? Why am I online? It's driving me crazy. I'm riding shotgun trying to get engaged.
That one seems like it's a carved wing.
Oh, probably got a flat, bald, or not a, a flattish spot. I mean, it just sat for 5 hours like that.
Yeah, it's no.
The suspension will be a little wonky.
Well, we're back. We don't have much magic news.
Recording.
I just record it and then edit out all the silence.
A lot of editing to do tonight.
Well, that's if I end up editing it. Just leave the full hour of silence.
EAP is our song.
Oh, the freaking
ice scraper being dead to my side.
Can you feel it? I can't believe the ghost girl is back and knows what she sees in that makeup. For the viewers who don't know, this is the second week we've stopped at a pizza joint. And this one girl, pretty good looking, but complete turn off. Her whole face is ghost white from so much makeup she puts on.
And has painted on eyebrows.
Yeah, I mean, she is just makes herself look like a ghost.
Like, some people may be and may like that, but we don't.
When you're working food service, you're supposed to be presentable.
I don't know. Prices are so low, they're surprising.
Well, anyways, it'll be an annoying trip home since you can't even see a quarter mile ahead with how foggy it is.
You don't have my lights. Or one points kind of straight down and the other one points off to this way.
Well, yeah, it's because you're an idiot with your car.
Max, did you mess up?
Well, not this week, but last week he put his car in the ditch.
I didn't put it in the ditch. It didn't end up in the ditch. It ended up on top of the curb.
And it screwed up his headlight.
I ended up running into a sign. And my driver's side already has issues where it doesn't want to turn on anyways.
Instead of fixing it, he's neglecting it.
Because I don't have the money to fix it.
Did you hear about the car fire at Walmart in Geneva?
Yeah, I heard about that on Thursday.
I heard about it because my brother had got there after it had happened.
I feel sorry for the other people's cars who got on fire. I don't know if you guys heard any of the details.
No, not really.
There was a puppy in one of the fires.
It wasn't a puppy.
Or
it was
a dog.
It was a blind, like, 11-year-old husky.
Oh, jeez.
And the firefighters and police got it out, but it was in pretty much the veterinary hospital intensive care for the better part of 2.5 days.
Yeah.
Finer.
Supposedly, it's supposed to pull through.
All right.
But it's looking like an $8,000 freaking vet bill.
Ooh.
And the family's already dirt poor.
Especially
when they just lost their car.
They just lost their car. So, and apparently the guy who decided to leave the cigarette burning in his car wasn't supposed to be parked there.
Lovely.
He was not in the quote-unquote employee parking, so he's probably going to be losing his job. Especially since he caught 4 other cars on fire.
So it was an employee of Walmart that
It was an employee who was outside smoking in his car. And realized what time it was, so he ran in, leaving a cigarette lit in his ashtray.
Oh, I don't know one of my friends. That wasn't the employee parking area. No, it was just the. Actually, the second shift, yes.
No, it's not.
It is.
The official Walmart parking, employee parking, is at the end of the parking. Max, you are supposed to park at the far back of the lot.
And the second shift gets to park on the side.
Mm-mm. When Alicia was working second and third shift, they punished her for parking close.
Yeah, but... Okay, all, technicalities, he gets all, there.
All the employees are supposed to park in the back of the lot and stay out of the customer's way.
Yeah.
Because they threatened to write Alicia up, and I looked at him, I said, you're expecting a woman to walk to the other end of the parking at midnight.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking for a fucking lawsuit? Because I told them if they punished her for it, I will absolutely get OSHA in here and shut this fucking place down with all the complaints that Alicia has made to me. And look at that. They stopped forcing her to park all the way at the end.
Mm-hmm. No, they never made us park in different areas. We couldn't park in like the front rows or the main lots. No, we could park on the side.
Tiffany was getting on people's cases, and trust me, she does not like me. When Alicia was working there, her and I butted heads hardcore. Because I said, what are they going to do, fire you because I'm telling her that she's breaking the law?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you heard about what she enacted.
Oh.
When Alicia was there, the employees couldn't have any parties with food because she wanted to be able to fit into her wedding dress. The normal Christmas parties that they had where they would give away prizes and all that, she stopped all that because she wanted more money in her bonus check. Like, yeah, that's a good way to make a solid team effort there.
Yeah.
You're already making almost $200,000 a year, and you're going to cut more out of people who barely make any?
Yeah.
No wonder that store's so shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like the reason most people left Burger King.
Well, again, I was terminated from that place, and within 3 months of me working at my other job, I was promoted to 2 different positions at the same time.
That's why I never wanted Alicia to get comfortable at frickin' Walmart. She was there for 5 years. Drove me nuts. As much as I love my wife, she drives me nuts that she gets by on those fucking minimum wage bullshit jobs. It's like, no, we can't make our bills with you doing that. Well, I want to be around the kids. Well, then you know what? Go get a 9-to-1 job. Mom hours. You'll be able to drop the kids off at school and pick them up after school. Put it 20 hours. Oh, but those are so hard. Well, you know what, dear? I work 40 hours a week. Tough. I don't even think it's an 1/8 mile visibility.
I mean, it's far enough for me. Like, I'd drive at normal speeds with this.
Yeah, man, you don't drive at normal speeds in normal visibility.
Yeah.
I know, but I'd still be doing the speed limit.
Well, Max.
Max, the problem is doing the speed limit in this, you're
an endangerment.
Yes, that is still an endangerment. But you can't react because it's damp out. And if you see a deer in front of you, you're screwed.
You see a deer either way.
In clear weather, you're fine. But with it being damp and you can't see, everything is reduced and enlarged.
There's not much you can do when a deer runs out in front of your car.
If you're doing this proper speed, yeah, there is.
I was doing less than the proper speed, and the deer still ran out in front of my car.
You were not doing under the speed limit.
I was doing under the speed limit. I saw the first deer.
That is a load of bull.
I saw the first deer, and I was only doing about 30 when the other deer went in front of me.
There's like no way you're totaling a car out at 30.
They totaled the car out because they couldn't find the replacement parts.
There's no way the car was...
Did you hear about the time he almost ran into a school bus full of children?
Did you hear about the time he almost got us in 2 accidents in less than 30 seconds the first day he had the car?
Yeah.
His new car?
Yeah.
You were not doing speed limit.
I was doing less than the speed limit.
No.
I really was.
I do not believe that for a second, Max.
I was doing less than the speed limit. Like, you can look at the damages on the side. There was barely any damage. It was the fact that they couldn't find the replacement parts. It's going to cost more to find the part than to actually pay just a payout. So I think for like half, they couldn't even replace half the front end. So they went ahead and totaled the vehicle. I still have the pictures on my phone. But... because, no, I did slow down because I saw the first one. So I had to be under the speed limit when the other one ran out in front. I know it's very rare that I'm actually doing the speed limit, but...
And I have the title of the episode.
What?
Gravity. How does it work, yo?
Yeah, like, what's up with airplanes?
Oh, flying is just falling and missing the ground.
That is true.
I mean, that's what it is.
Falling slowly enough to walk away.
Mm-hmm. And orbit is missing the ground permanently until you decide not to.
How do you decide not to?
Well, you turn on your thrust. Oh, I'm talking about space, proper space program.
Oh, we're not.
You turn on your thrusters, you aim downwards, you put the thrust to mass.
What did I do this time?
You were born.
No, we tried doing... I wrote out a list of for Bant Deathblade from the numbers, the numbers deck.
He listed a 75-card deck. And then wrote a deck list out of 1, 2, 3, 4 is this card. 5, 6, 7, 8 is this card. 7, 8, 9, 10 is this card. And kept doing it that way.
I got dizzy after about the third patch. It was very hard to think. Because not only were you trying to remember your own cards, you're trying to remember the interactions of Legacy.
Yeah, not a good way to practice Legacy.
Yeah, I think it was like that was like the first time I was overloaded in amount of info that I needed to keep track of.
Stop at a gas station that's open.
No worries. We know where one is.
Soda for tomorrow morning.
Oh, that's right, but that one isn't open.
Which one?
The one in Twin Lakes.
I don't think it will be open.
Which one?
The one, BP in Twin Lakes.
Until what time?
It's 11 o'clock.
It'll be like almost 12.
This weather to go away and be done?
I wanted to stop being icy. I really wanted to stop being icy.
Or if I want this weather because, like, the past 2 years this time of year, it's been, like, minus 37 degrees.
I would rather have roads clear and minus 37 than having this... It might be icy. It might not be icy. It might be icy. It might not be icy.
It's not a
might. Fogging!
You just always assume it's going to be icy when it's like this, Max.
Yeah.
But, like, I... See, the roads are clearish right now, but I don't know if I like the fog like this over the minus 37 degree wind chill.
Yeah, it's not fun.
I just don't like the cold anymore.
I can't stand driving in fog.
So no, I kind of like Bant Deathblade.
So you're actually gonna?
I'll make a list up for it. That's kind of fun. Cause it kind of sat like bug in the ice in a way where it's like you can do multiple things a turn. Each one isn't the worst thing you can do to ruin the deck. That's right, a Deathblade deck.
You still need to get, as I say, Deathblade, the Jack of all trades, the master of none.
Yeah.
You still need to get a second Leovold so I can build that bug mid range, that reduke one with the GP Louisville.
Uh huh. Hello. Are you asking around to see if you get a box of Conspiracy for 85?
I've been thinking about it. Come on, get out of the way.
That's the one thing, is with weather like this, I don't usually pass people. because you don't know if there could be ice on the other side. It's foggy, so you can't see all the way up the road.
Well, if you actually are a good driver for one, and have good tires with a good car, you're fine.
I don't think Max is any of the above.
I know. I fail all of the above. Because I need new tires, my lights are shit, and I'm not the best driver.
I'm well aware of
it. Like, we'll make it to a point from A to B alive, whether or not the car is. We coming back again, cause all the accomplishments, accolades, awards, and trophies just don't mean jack anymore. Cause I'm here today and gonna marvel, and I'm not gonna be here to stay, even when I'm gone. When I close my eyes through the passage of time. Signs said apply within. Went through the door, and I was outside the building. I don't know what the hell to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Max.
I'll be here all week, people. Try the veal. It's never had it before. Where the hell is the middle of this road?
Right there.
No, and then we played some Reanimator versus Miracles, and I was keeping No Land hands and still getting there.
I mean,
it just happened to happen.
All Miracles has is 4 Force of Wills. So if I and I, most of the hands I was mulling 2 Force of Will to fight you.
So yeah, I started having a lot of fun. Grab Painter versus Bob switched over to Death in Texas
and didn't lose one to Reanimator.
You lost one.
No.
Yeah, one. That was it. Out of...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did, because you got Tidespout instead of Gristlebrand.
Yeah. And then I switched over to Painter versus Death in Texas and just kind of...
I don't understand how Death in Texas can beat that deck.
Well, because it runs main deck hate for it.
Yeah,
Revoker... Like, you end up blocking me.
I won one game.
No, you won multiple.
No, I won one max. Because you were able to go, boom, turn 2 counter. Or turn 2 combo. Boom, turn 3 combo.
There was a lot where you locked me out when you... Of course, you did the one where you had double Phyrexian Revoker with Mom.
Well, yeah, that's the one that I won.
You won another one where you had... Every time you played Phyrexian Revoker naming Grindstone, you got there.
No, I didn't.
There was one game where you didn't.
No, there was like 3 or 4 where you were able to go, oh, Red Blast it. I might have won 2, but... Like, literally... Usually, if you didn't win by turn 2 or 3, I would. Yeah.
And then again, until I started playing skilled Death in Texas players, I usually just kind of thought that Painter had a really easy time against Death in Texas. When really, it's not that true. It's really... Because, I mean, the only thing you get out of the fact of Death in Texas versus Painter is Painter doesn't need to worry about counterspells. Doesn't have to worry about Sword Splash, Shares, Frogs, Revokers, Kills of Judgments, Wasteland. And that was before I actually had a basic land base. But no, just kind of had fun.
That was actually the first time I've ever played Death in Texas seriously. I can understand why people like playing that deck.
I wasn't even playing serious.
Well, no, I mean, I played a couple of games when Ben had it together with his, and it was all right. But now I understand why people think Death in Texas is that good of a deck.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as I was saying, you can try your hardest when playing Death in Texas. Unless you're purposely messing up and trying to make the deck lose, that deck can't lose. It can't really do bad. It's always doing something. I mean, of course, it can get land screwed because it has no cantrips, but...
Well, that's why I like Craig Wesco's list from Louisville. He has a 1 or 2 of Palace Jailer from Conspiracy 2.
Or you can have Monarch.
where you get the Monarch and you get to exile a creature till it dies.
Yeah.
So you have extra draw power on top of Fire Ice. It's gotten thicker since we've got.
Yeah, it got thicker in this area.
Over the border to Wisconsin, it's like, holy shit, cut it with a knife. Of course, this idiot behind me with his brights on doesn't get that I'm not going to be doing 90 through here.
Oh, we can have some fun.
Stop the car and we all get out and talk to the person.
No.
Max.
That's a way to get shot in this day and age.
Yeah.
But I think it would be funny.
Sure. Max. I'll stop. You can get out and get shot. As soon as I hear a gunshot, I am taking off and leaving your ass behind.
I don't think they'll particularly shoot on sight.
Max.
What?
You want to bet?
No, I kind of want to. How much you got?
Your life.
What do I get out of it?
A thrill?
Nah, it's not, I don't think the bet's well enough.
You give him a handy?
I don't know.
I don't have tweezers with me.
You don't think you need tweezers?
Who I was talking with? Katie and somebody else when they were out having a cigarette. And they got talking about lifting restrictions when you're at work. Katie's like, yeah, 30 pounds, I think I could do that all day, but 50 pounds, I probably need help. I'm like, well, don't forget, OSHA requires every time somebody lifts 50 pounds, you're supposed to have help.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Out there, I'm like, I can't even go to the bathroom by myself. She just looks at me and rolls her eyes, and I'm like, what? It's true. You want to find out? I got to take a leak. She walks away. Come on, I gotta go! She walks inside. I mean, by OSHA requirements, you're supposed to have help lifting over 50 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Two-person lift.
Mm-hmm. Bend at the knees.
We swear this almost got that tattoo.
Yeah.
Of the two people sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna look it up, because it, of course, involves... I think it would be kind of funny if someone actually just had the two-person lift required tattoo.
Who was it? I think it was Katie. She was talking about getting a tattoo. I'm like, yeah, just get a Christmas tree and a turkey on your inner thighs. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, that way Stephen can't complain. There's nothing good to eat between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
God damn it.
She's like, ah!
Jeez.
And this is why we're ready to explode.
That used to be my favorite joke.
What the hell is a stop sign?
What stop sign?
Yeah, it's foggy
out. Oh my god, it's getting worse.
I know. Yeah,
it's getting worse as we're getting closer to the lake.
Yeah. You probably won't be able to see down my street.
There it is.
There's a sign.
Stop sign ahead.
Yeah, stop sign's stop sign. Blinking. Yeah. Sorry, AJ, your road's too dark. You're going to have to walk it by yourself.
I got my laser pointer.
It's like walking into glitched areas of maps and video games. I'll shoot the ground to see if there's any ground here.
No, years ago, we were at Bobby Rockets doing karaoke, and my friend Adam had brought his purple laser pointer.
Okay.
We were etching our initials into the ashtrays.
Oh, wow.
Well, we're like, I wonder how far this fucking thing goes. So we're doing it out the big bay windows out 36.
Oh, no.
Adam decided to point it at a cop car.
Oh, but that went over so well.
Yeah, police officer. We saw him coming at us. So Adam's kind of flashing the light. We see guy turn. We're like, oh, shit, he's coming into Bobby Rockets. Sure enough, it was fucking Walworth County.
All right, who's the idiot with the
next one?
Who's the idiot with the laser pointer?
Right here.
Further down.
No.
This one. Right here.
Yeah.
Right before the stop sign.
That's right.
Well, after the stop sign. Ditch.
That was fun.
I got stuck at that turn the one big winter. Because the car decided it wanted to suddenly go left. Well, it's so icy out and Twin Lakes isn't plowing the weekends.
No, I know that. Trust me, my neighbor, even during the weekday, my neighborhood doesn't get plowed.
Yeah, and this road we've... my godfather's on the count on the village because that's when we get it plowed. Alright, I'll see you guys.
Yeah,
see
have
you
a good one, EJ.
Yep. I don't know if there's really anything else in Magic.
Other than just ground games of Legacy. Yeah. Covered anywheres.
Another for new pre-release stuff.
What pre-release? It's release.
Yeah, that stuff. No new Aether Revolt stuff. I don't know, I'm still kind of dizzy. I don't know why.
Just overthinking and you're probably dehydrated.
I think I am.
Stick your head out the window and hang your tongue. You'll get some nice water. Forgot to tell you. Fiona and Lily have been playing fetch with tennis balls and whatnot.
Okay.
Well, Lily has learned to throw it for Fiona. Well, now Lily has started copying Fiona when Fiona's a puppy. Every time Lily starts running around the house, all we hear is like a puppy. Kind of funny.
I mean, again, when I grew up with a Rottweiler as her brother.
Yeah. But no, it's funny to hear Lily every time she starts running around and she hangs her tongue out.
Yeah, that brings up a funny story of things I mimic of the dog. You know when dogs scoot their butt across the carpet?
Yeah, the truffle shuffle?
Yeah. I did that with a full diaper, apparently. Parents had to call in the carpenters. Looking back at it, I think it's kind of funny.
It is funny, but oh my god, I don't wish that on anybody. I mean, my one friend Sky, who I played D&D with for a while, he showed me pictures of their oldest daughter who did caveman drawings.
Okay, out of?
Use your imagination.
Oh, God.
All over her dresser, the bedroom walls. It was everywhere, she said.
Reminds of the new pranksters or whatever. They did like, I forgot what they're called. But their big logo was Smilemore, and they do prank videos on YouTube. But they made a movie, and they had the one guy from Jackass that can poop on command. I forgot his name. Bam? No, not Bam. Dan? No.
I don't know.
But Dave England. Oh. That's his name. They had Dave come out and do some jokes and stuff, and they filmed the video of them painting with poop. And then they went to sell the painting. It's a work of art, comes from deep within. Oh, and of course, they used Nutella for the actual painting and then trashed the poop one. But then they showed a video of how this creation was made.
That's disgusting.
And the guy that ended up winning the auction for the painting was holding the painting at the time and just dropped it the moment that Dave stepped over the canvas.
That's disgusting. I never liked Jackass or CKY. These are so stupid. And ever since that one of them was killed in his Porsche. Was it Ryan Dunn?
Yeah.
Ever since he was killed, it's like, oh my god, those guys just don't learn.
I mean, they haven't come out with a big film or prank since then.
Well, no. The problem is somebody like Bam, who alcohol has just taken over his life. There's a video on YouTube of, like, where's Bam now?
Uh-huh.
And literally, he looks like he's put on about 100 pounds.
Oh. That was kind of the weird thing, is back when I was growing up, he was the skater.
Yeah.
The bike guy.
No, now he's like the fucking drunk that's high on stuff all the time because he's trying to deal with losing his friend. It's like, well, go to counseling.
Yeah.
Do it the right way.
Someone I grew up with Tony Hawk being cool.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I think some of the things Tony Hawk did when he was first bringing skateboarding to the forefront of sports and that were amazing. But the stuff that CKY did, thinking they were pulling jokes and whatnot, it's like, dude, you guys are dumb. People are getting hurt trying to copy you.
Yeah.
Remember the one football where it's like the guy's just standing around and all of a sudden another guy comes tackling him into whatever. I saw two kids trying to do that at a store one day. Literally, I was...
Yeah, that doesn't go over well.
I was working at KD's and the kid's just standing there talking to me and all of a sudden his buddy comes running through the front door and just tackles him into one of the display cases filled with baseball cards. Shattered it. There was blood everywhere. Yeah, I was pissed.
Yeah, because people forget the consequences of idiocracy.
It's like, oh my god, you guys need to grow up. Like, oh, we didn't think we were going to break it. Well, too bad. You guys were responsible for it.
You don't know anything about Standard. I've been thinking about Standard a lot. We have so much to talk about if you played Standard.
I don't play bad formats.
I mean, I keep my black white deck, and that's about it. I don't try and...
If Wizards actually was a little more aggressive on the reprints and put cards back into Standard, I would probably consider playing it. But when I've been playing for the past 4 years, and none of my cards are usable.
Yeah.
I'm not made of endless money. I have two kids, a house, a dog, two cars.
Yeah, it doesn't equate to high value.
Especially when they can't make up their mind if they want to do a yearly rotation or a 6-month rotation.
And or they put bans on the expensive cars.
And now it's going to be a rotating format forced with bans.
Yeah. So yeah, that's gonna be. I don't know. Wonder what we're gonna see in that 5-week ban list.
I mean, you're gonna see 5 weeks after the Pro Tour, you are going to see one of the top 8 decks get banned. I'm 99% sure.
Yeah. I mean, if WotC's going to switch over to this ban, so then that way they start cycling prices of cards.
Oh, they don't care about the price of cards. They care about people being interested in Standard.
Yeah.
And in a format where you were either playing 4 Smuggler's Copters or Green Black Delirium with Emrakul, those were the only 2 Tier 1 decks, they banned both of them.
Well, Aetherworks Marvel was on top of there, too.
Well, yeah, but do you know what it used to win?
Emrakul.
Yeah, because Emrakul was so dominating.
I mean, it was really, the decks were literally playing either
Copters,
Emrakul, or Reflector Mage. Or a combination of either or.
Yeah. And they just decided to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And, like, Reflector Mage was an absolute printing mistake.
And again, as I was saying, every single person, like, if they ever did a Standard banning, smaller Copters being played too much, and that should be banned. Same with Reflector Mage, when I was playing back in, before even Kaladesh. The strength of Reflector Mage is just too much.
The problem that made it so damn good was was Collected Company.
Yes.
Oh, look, I can have a 2-2 and 2-for-1 U.
Well, then it's like it's tempo and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when it sucked was when they Reflector Maged your guy and you drew the same card.
Yep.
So you literally missed the full turn, losing out on so much tempo.
And Wizards says people like to be able to play their spells. Well, instead of printing counter spells, they play stuff that says you can't cast this.
Yeah. Which is where we'd be somewhat nice to start seeing the Eternal Hate cards, like from Ravnica, again.
recipe of pithy needle type cards. The cards you put in your sideboard for a reason.
Yeah.
Which there is one, and that's the Authority of Councils.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's not even, that's a hindrance, not a lockout.
Mm-hmm.
As well within a format of a bunch of removal for enchantments and artifacts.
Streetlight's out.
Oh. We got to where we needed to be.
Just because I know these roads.
Yeah, I would end up slowing down like super early.
Never forget what one of my uncle's friends did to me when I was younger. I think I was 14 or 15 and he had a V12 Jaguar.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
Well, took my brother out for a ride. Came back, picked me up, took me for a ride, and said he was taking me on the same route. Well, went out Snake Road at like 9 o'clock at night.
I thought you told this story about him and his one of his girlfriends.
Well, no, he did it to my mom, too.
Uh-oh.
But he did it to us. 75 miles an hour whipping around Snake Road with no headlights.
Those people that don't know what Snake Road is, it's one of the roads in Lake Geneva area. And it's just constant 90 degree turns. And blind corners,
It's a gorgeous ride to go and see a lot of the more valuable homes on Lake Geneva.
Yeah.
It's used to be the primarily a Wrigley estate, as in Wrigley Chewing Gum, Wrigley Stadium, until the senior Wrigley passed away, and now it's been divided up into like four or five, but I mean, just gorgeous ride. If you ever are in Walworth County, Wisconsin in the fall, I highly recommend you go out and do one pass of Snake Road just at the speed limit, just to see all the trees changing color and everything.
Yeah, especially in the fall.
In the spring, you can go and you get to see a lot clearer view of the houses and further up.
Yeah. And we do not condone street racing down Snake Road.
No, I know plenty of people who have tried it and they've ended up losing their license, if not their life.
Well, there was actually not like 2 months ago, someone was driving too fast for conditions and ended up running their car into a tree.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if the guy's alive or not at this moment.
Well, I know a place I used to work at, there was a guy, he asked me, he's like, hey, you live out near Lake Geneva, what's a good road that we can go cruise on? Like, well, if you pay attention, Snake Road. Well, him and two buddies, they're part of a Dodge Challenger group.
Yeah.
So they went to Champs, had a couple of beers, and then they decided to go to Snake Road. Well, turns out trying to pass a car that was a undercover Walworth wasn't a good idea.
Yeah. And I know, like, I've done, I just didn't slow down for turns, and I had Nick in the car, and I freaked out about this. Hold on. Every single person, like, I freaked out Anthony, I freaked out everyone else, and I'm just not slowing down for turns. I'm not doing, like, over speed limit or whatever.
I freaked Anthony out with my Integra on that road.
Yeah. And I literally was just not slowing down for turns and just, what the hell I'm doing here. But, yeah, it's definitely a fun road. But we do not come down, come to our area, and have all these street races.
Definitely on Snake Road, do the speed limit, if under.
Yeah.
Because, holy crap.
Well, again, it's, the scarier part is during the daylight where you can see that there is 15-foot drops on either side of the road. Into trees!
Will's going out on patrol.
Oh, no. I have to choose a different route home. Either way, we're back to Buzz. It wasn't too much silence on the way home. Whatever. See y'all.